Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. It's Brock, and welcome back to the Plan B Morning Show. And again, another day where we take time to have a conversation about suicide prevention here in September. All month long, we've been doing Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, and today is no different. And just a chance where we get to open that line of communication and have an honest conversation about mental health awareness and issues that people are struggling with, maybe you're struggling with, and get rid of that stigma and understand that you can have that conversation. And again, today is no different. And joining me, very special guest, Kristen Jones, who is a clinical social worker with Lakeland Employee Assistance Program. Kristen, good morning. Thank you for taking the time.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, we've discussed a lot of things here over these last couple of days in interviews and really throughout the month. And today, you and I are going to kind of hone in a little bit on depression. And that's such a big word. And really, we could spend, I'm sure, a lot of time. But we do want to focus on that and kind of, I guess, shine a little bit of light on this area. Could you maybe give someone a quick synopsis on depression? I know that may be kind of hard to do, but if you could give us maybe the Reader's Digest version on what depression is.
Absolutely. There are certain things that we as clinicians look for when we say, is a person struggling with depression? Of course, the most common one is, do I feel sad? Am I feeling empty inside? Mm-hmm. But people might not identify that initially. They might feel angry first, and anger and depression go hand in hand, irritability, significant irritability, not just being angry that the dog, you know, messed in the house or something, but also hopelessness, feeling like you don't have hope for what's next and hope for the future, feeling worthless, feeling excessive guilt, feeling very kind of down, not very, thinking very less of yourself. A lot of negative thoughts contribute to depression and can make us feel very hopeless again. Changing, having no interest in activities. And, you know, with what's happened with COVID, it's changed how we have to interact with others and how we have to with socially and at work. And that's caused significant depression. Depression is 4 times greater this year than last year. And feeling no interest in activities is a significant one. I'm having feeling very tired all the time. Could be another key sign, having a hard time concentrating, and also starting to wonder if you're not wanting to live anymore, wondering if you're feeling so hopeless that you would rather be dead. That is, of course, a significant sign that you're struggling with depression.
So everyone kind of see, we're talking about self-evaluating here. And I know through this month, we've been saying like, hey, you know, it's okay to have conversations with other people and almost like focusing on other people, but there's nothing wrong there. You should never feel bad about taking time and evaluating yourself and your emotions going on, which I think some people are afraid to do sometimes.
Exactly. And thank you for touching on that. The first thing that we have to do for ourselves to really help ourselves is what you just said, self-evaluation. So every day I ask myself, how am I doing today? What am I struggling with? Am I struggling with one of these characteristics of depression? And name your emotions. Name what you're feeling. In fact, when we can name what we're struggling with and what we're feeling, then that helps us to have more awareness, more insight, and then helps us to actually have more control and what we want to do about that.
I think so many people too, they feel like they're being weak, or sometimes you may be having the thoughts like, oh, just snap out of it. You're just having a day, which that's a great way to kind of let it get out of control. And there's nothing wrong with talking to someone about it, self-evaluating like we've been talking about. So I know all this month we've been saying, hey, you know, there's people out there that need help, but you could be one of those people. And it starts from inside first and foremost, and then reaching and seeking that help. All right, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll have more with Kristen Jones in just a little bit. We're going to talk about coping skills when it comes to depression and other mental health issues. So stick around for that as we continue our conversation during Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. More to come on WIRX. Rock 107 WIRX and WIRX.com. It is the Plan B Morning Show. And with me again, as we continue our conversation during Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, is Kristen Jones. And right now, Kristen and I are going to talk about coping skills and things you can do to cope with depression, things that may help a little bit, and other mental health issues. And let's actually talk about that. Now, with coping skills, you know, obviously we can reach out. What are some maybe some coping skills that people can use if they've kind of started to go down that path, maybe doing that self-evaluating? What's kind of the steps that they can take?
Absolutely. The first step is that self-evaluation. And then once I realize that I am struggling with depression, I need to ask myself, well, what do I need? Because we're all so different. What do I need today? Do I need to reach out to someone like you just said? Do I need to distract myself with something healthy and not something unhealthy, such as turning to alcohol or drug use? Because that's a way of escaping, but not really giving ourselves healthy coping skills and helping us feel better. Mm-hmm. But what do I need to do? And a lot of times when we are depressed, we don't feel like doing anything. So taking baby steps to do something small for yourself that would feel better is a first step to take. And then the next step would be asking myself, what are my thoughts? What am I focused on? Because usually when we're depressed, our thoughts only turn to negative things around us. We only paint our world in a negative perspective. And so asking myself, well, do I still have something good that I can focus on even for a few minutes? What is still positive in my life? What do I still have control of in my life that is still good? Our thoughts are really a significant part of how we feel. So again, assessing myself, finding something small to do that could make me feel better, like talking to someone or doing something healthy, a healthy distraction, and then asking myself, what am I thinking today? Those are the three things, I think, to start on a path of addressing and improving how we're feeling.
I that is so great. And again, I know we're trying to keep this as tight and precise as possible. We could spend hours talking about, you know, mm-hmm. things people can do. And I think those are great starting blocks for everyone. And for everyone listening, too, if you feel like you are dealing with stuff, we know that it seems kind of easy to just talk about it here. It seems easy to lay it out. Mm-hmm. But know that there are great outlets for you. There are places to start. Whether you think you might be depressed or not, or you know someone who is. I know we're kind of talking about self-evaluating now, but there are things and outlets for you. And if you could, mm-hmm. Kristen, maybe are there places that people can go to online? Can they call if they're either themselves or know someone and get help that way?
Absolutely. There's many different hotlines. I am going to give you one hotline through Spectrum Health that you reach a counselor right away, and they are trained, and especially right now with COVID and the stresses that's increasing on everyone's life. This is a great a resource. It's 1-833-559-0659. Again, 1-833-559-0659, and option 2. And of course, there's always on the suicide hotline as well. And that suicide hotline has a great website that goes along with it called the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. And that's their website, National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. You can search that and get there as well.
Wonderful. And again, if anybody missed anything, WIRX.com. Of course, all of our conversations we've had through the month of September will be on there. So if you need those outlets, if you missed this here, just caught the tail end or whatever, we have everything linked up for you so you can check it out, WIRX.com and our Facebook page. Kristen, thank you so much for the time. I know this isn't easy conversations to have, but they're mm-hmm. conversations that are necessary. And even though we're doing it this month, it's really something we can focus on. And I'm hoping in the future that we don't have to have Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. This is something that with the proper conversations and getting rid of that stigma, that we can really help a lot of people and eventually not have to have months like this. And we can, you know, have much brighter, positive conversations.
Absolutely.
Well, I appreciate the time. Thanks again. And again, if anybody missed anything, WIRX.com will have you all linked up so you can get all the information that Kristen gave us. Kristen, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. My pleasure. Have a good day.
And again, I want to say thank you to our amazing sponsors that are helping us keep these conversations going for Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. Medic One Ambulance, Lakeshore Public Schools, Advanced Import Repair, Thornton's Hometown Cafe, and United Way of Southwest Michigan. We'll be back with more WIRX.